Hello! This is Tom Edison. This is the Connect the Dots to Bring Own Show. And as the music plays, I just kind of bet there's ET motherships out there dancing if they're listening. Because I hear the higher intelligence participates in dancing and other fun things, like comedy. Of course they do. Why wouldn't they? Music is said to be the universal language. And as a musician, singer, songwriter, recording artist, I believe that to be true. And, hey, I've got albums out on CD, Baby Music Store. You can get to the link to take you to my albums. Just go to BBS Radio. Go down to my show, Connect the Dots, Saturday, 10 p.m., Station 1. And click on the name of the show, and then that'll take you to the link, CD Baby link, and you can click on and get to listen to all my tunes. And believe me, my tunes are meaningful. And in a way, they connect the dots. Well, let me tell you, there's just so much to talk about, so much happening. I'd say I don't know where to begin, but of course I know where to begin. Like I've said on other shows, hey, I listened to the last show, Charles Green talking on the ET yoga. And this guy has a lot of educational information all the time, you know? Hey, I listen to him myself now and then. And I just got to jump to some of the things he's talking about, because it was so interesting. He was talking about the Mandela effect with the timelines, and believe me, I'm aware of some of those effects he was talking about with timelines. I just never connected it to the word Mandela effect. But since this is Connect the Dots, I'll connect it to that term, Mandela effect. And he talked about old timelines, and we're jumping from timeline to timeline, and those of us that have been around a while, we seem to find out the facts have changed, and all I can say is that I first became aware of things like that myself about 1994, 95, something like that. I was in one of the video stores, and I picked up a copy of a movie from 1967 that I had seen when it came out. I happen to be a fan of, I don't know what you would call it, 60s music, but there was a movie called Back to the Beach in 1987. It was kind of a Frankie Avalon, Ned Funicello movie, a revival of their early beach movies from the 60s. So this is 1967. I seen the movie when it came out, and it was pretty entertaining. And because I have a good memory, I distinctly remember when the movie started. They're riding around in an old hot rod type car, something that I think appeared in the original beach movies. So 1994-95, I bought this video, and I'm expecting to see the same movie. And first of all, the movie starts out, they're driving in a different car now. I think a 1960 T-Bird, something like that, 61 T-Bird, instead of an old hot rod from before the 50s or something like that. And next thing I know, when the band comes on to do one of the in-club surf songs, Dick Dale and his surfer group there, I think it was, the bands wearing totally different clothes. And they do the song differently. And I'm thinking, what? So then I tried to slough it off as like, well, there was probably two versions to the movie, and they just redid the video for the video stores. They inserted the different songs. That's a possibility, too. Hey, there's always possibilities. You know, somebody has a great explanation. That not is not necessarily the only explanation. So right around the same time, I was on this trek to go to the video stores. I wanted to get everything I could possibly want to re-see that I had seen before. And I decided I wanted to watch Alice in Wonderland again. I've talked about this on other shows. And so I bought a video of it. I go home to watch it. And like, what? There's something missing here. My favorite scene, the chessboard scene. And so then, actually, it appeared on TV several times within the next following year. And every time it's like, yeah, we got all the taken out scenes and this and that. And I'm thinking, oh, boy, I'm finally going to get to see that chessboard scene because it wasn't on the video I brought. This is going on in the 1990s. And none of them had the chessboard scene. And, of course, I distinctly remember, and it is a historical record, there was the song by the Jefferson Airplane called White Rabbit, where the line is, and when the men on the chessboard get up and tell you where to go, which is valid proof that there was a chessboard scene where the men on the chessboard get up and tell Alice, you can't stand here, and they tell her where she can stand or can't stand. So there's no doubt that the scene exists, and that record is significant proof of that musical recording. So I kind of tried to reason that in my mind and thought, I wasn't thinking about timelines, jumping timelines. I was thinking about, well, you know, because I knew about time travel already from having met someone who actually worked on the Montauk Project. I thought, well, you know, this was obviously a harmless experiment done in time traveling to see if we remove something in a time travel event that really wouldn't affect a change in reality, because that's always the worry. If you alter something, go out of time into another time and change the, especially if you go into the past and remove something, that could prevent something disappearing out of the present day reality. They play that scenario in many science fiction movies. So I was still not thinking about timelines, and I still think that some of my reasoning is valid. And there's a possibility. Sure, I can understand the possibility of there being different timelines, and we're hopping from one to another. And there's other evidence I've, because I always like to look up things from the past, because I'm nostalgic in that way. And I found out that concerts I've gone to, that I vividly remember some of the things that were in the concerts, when you look it up on the info on Google or whatever site you're looking up info on, you find out that the record that's presented on the internet of like what songs were played at what concerts is not exactly what I happen to remember. And I have a pretty good memory. So that could be another thing, evidence for altering timelines, or it could be just the people that put in the information. See, there's always possible answers. Other possible answers could just be information, wrong information put in by the people who put the information in. So that's the timelines. I say, you know, maybe we are jumping from timelines. Maybe there's other answers regarding the timelines. And maybe there are an infinite amount of timelines. But it's something to think about. And he mentioned about 5G info. That's an important topic we have to talk about. And we have to connect the dots here. Meanwhile, the phone companies are going crazy connecting the lines, putting the new lines up, putting the apparatuses up to get that system all ready to microwave us to death. And the numbers are changing, too. Charlie Green from Ethiopia says 60 gigabytes of power. You know, I've listened to other people. I got videos out there. They're talking about 90 billion seconds, 90 billion vibrations per second on these microwave broadcasters, or weapons, as we could call them. And my favorite info guy on this is Kevin Mottis, M-O-T-T-I-S, representing over 200 scientists from California Brain Tumor Society. He's got a 1 hour, 6 minute video out there. He's got several videos, but the 1 hour, 6 minute video really presents the horror of what this stuff is. And it's got to be stopped. And he talks about that the senators have the final say on this with some bill called S-19. And I wish him and all the scientists a lot of luck with that. But as a realist, I know, you probably know too, federal government, come on. Fat chance of them responding to anything unless there's a lot of money behind it. What do we have to do? Bribe the government to finally make 5G illegal? Apparently, that's the reality of the situation. But who has that much money to bribe the whole Congress? Only all the crooked, evil people. And they're bribing the Congress to allow this to happen because they're in league with the, most of the rich people are in league with the New World Order, which I clearly state every week and on Twitter and in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. That's where I got the name for the show. I recommend everybody go out and get that book because I'm talking about things in that book that nobody else is talking about. I've got pictures of discoveries here on Earth I made that nobody else has pictures of. Things that cameras pick up that you can't see, and I also have pictures of things you can see if you happen to be at the right place at the right time in the right event. And you should be interested in that if you're a truth seeker. Well, if you're not a truth seeker, I guess you just don't give a crap. What can I say? But I talk about that information. NWO, New World Order, you know, we always, as usual, we point to the things that we can visually or factually identify. But when you look into the situation and you investigate the history of the world, back as far as I go in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, I go back about a million years or so, you find out that it's the ETs, the bad ETs, that are controlling the New World Order and all the ruling families on planet Earth. That's it. They are the behind-the-scenes group behind the scenes. And that's a reality we need to consider, just like we need to consider the spiritual bad guys, because that's part of the reality big picture, too. When we don't consider all these things we can't see, we're not addressing the issue seriously. And that's why it's so difficult to solve the problems. Plus, we need to consider, some obvious things that I've correlated and put together, and I've got this amazing paragraph in my book. I'm going to read it right out of my chapter 4, explaining why things are the way they are. And it's, the paragraph simply says, Connect the Dots Theory concludes that every time the concerned and caring people of planet Earth invent a good social system that incorporates fairness and consideration for others, shortly after the implementation of that good system, the adversaries of mankind implement their countermoves and strategies to spoil it. And because mankind rarely prepares for this inevitable reality, virtually all of mankind's great plans eventually get compromised and or sabotaged. And this is exactly what has happened to the United States since it first formed. And, of course, the adversaries of mankind are the bad ETs that only view us as slave labor. And the we could call them the demonic spirit beings, or the fallen angels, the anti-God spirit beings, the bad spirit beings, the invisible ones. Yes, they are the adversaries of mankind, too. They use us for their amusement. They make fools of us for their own amusement. They're the ones who are behind all torture. That's right, and I explain that fully in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. It's an education for anybody. I claim there is so much information, and prove me wrong. Read my book and call me up. Tell me my book has nothing in it. But you ain't going to be able to do that because, you know, I have standards in my life, and when I say something, I know what I'm talking about. Yeah, once in a blue moon, I make a mistake, okay? And if you point out that mistake, I'll say, thank you so much for pointing out my mistake. But, you know, the purpose of the book was to educate mankind what is going on behind our backs. And to understand, we need to consider all these invisible, unseen things because they're working all bad things behind the scenes. But now it's gotten so bad, they're doing it right in our faces. And, like, I cannot believe how ignorant people want to remain, you know? It's unbelievable. The 5G is in your face. Look on your telephone pole out on the street. You see all those big car garbage can-sized things hanging at the top of the pole? They're power transformers because they want to pump up the juice as high as they can when they finally connect the small, rectangular, thin-shaped broadcasters that are going to microwave frequencies into your home. They're going to be on the telephone poles, every telephone pole, which is not, it is either going to be right in front of your house or a couple hundred feet away. And there's going to be nowhere to hide from this. What are you going to do? Plate the whole front of your house with aluminum? Yeah, that might help you. But then you lost your windows and everything else, and who's going to go through that trouble? And then you're not going to be able to get your Wi-Fi. Oh, you poor baby. You know? And, of course, when this system goes on and you have your Wi-Fi on and all the other things that are hooked in with the Internet, you're drawing all those negative frequencies into your house. And if you're between the machine and the energy weapon on the telephone pole in front of your house, it's going right through you. You'll go to sleep one night, and you'll wake up the next morning, and everything will be wrong with your physical body, and you'll wonder why. Of course, you'll run to the doctors like a fool, you know, the doctors of today that know so little, and they will tell you, well, we'll have to do some tests because we're not sure what's wrong yet. But I'm telling you, I'm warning you now, the 5G is going to ruin your health and eventually kill you in a short amount of time. This is happening now. All you have to do is go out to your telephone pole and see what's happening. Start asking questions. What's all that contraptions out there? And you'll probably find nobody's going to want to tell you. Or they'll tell you, oh, it's the new 5G system, not knowing that 5G is designed to sicken and kill you, the human beings. It'll kill your pets, too, probably. Just in case you don't care about yourself, what about your pets? They're going to suffer, too. And all other life forms. This is happening now. And you have to wake up and understand that you have to make an attempt to stop this. You have to go do some physical actions to save your own life. Because it's fat chance that the government is going to stop this. All they respond to is money. And we, the regular citizens, don't have the money that they want to get their ass in gear and do something. And it's amazing how stupid the government people are. Don't they realize this is going to sicken and kill them too? You know, I mean, hey, I have to talk about this because nobody is doing anything. This Kevin Modus guy and his 200 plus doctors from the brain cancer facility in California, they're trying to do something, but I don't have that much hope in them succeeding, because talking to senators to pass some legislation to stop this, come on, Congress can't even agree with their own party's members, let alone come in agreement with the opposition, Democrats and Republicans being opposite sides of the fence, and it doesn't look too good. So we, the general public, are going to have to solve this for ourselves, and those of you who are following on Twitter, the Pleiadians and the Syrians and the who are here to help us with the Galactic Federation of Light and the talk of the event, the pulse coming from the galactic sun, and it's going to come here and enter into everyone and clear a lot of negative energies. That isn't going to happen next week. And this 5G could be turned on late this summer, certainly before the end of the year, because they want to kill us as fast as they can. It's part of the NWO, New World Order agenda, bring the population of the Earth down to 500 million. This was first presented to us on the Georgia Stones. Look it up. You know? They're not, you know, consider it, you know, this is real serious trouble. You know, and the ETs are behind this. 12 planet. That's why you need to buy my book. Understand who the real, the baddest of the bad guys are. It's the creatures from the 12th planet. They were annoyed with there being too many humans back when they first came here 445,000 years ago, when the population, it is of universal facts, if you know how to look up those facts, was only 500 million. So they were annoyed with too many people being around then, and they had total rule of our planet at that point in time. And so that's why, you know, it's a definite connection there, and I'm a good connector of dots, that they are the main driving force to kill off 95% of the human race to bring it back to 500 million, something that they were able to control with only 900 of their creatures on our world. And they want to bring it back there. And they're working hard at it. They've got the chemtrails in the sky still going, and they're bringing on the 5G. Plus, they're killing more people with vaccinations. Plus, they're sterilizing the human race, you know. I've mentioned it before. Hey, this is important stuff. We have to talk about it. I love to tell jokes, but there's just too much serious stuff to talk about here. You know, the 4G network already, it's been figured out by real scientists that the 4G network that your children are being exposed to in school now, and this is at present, is making your children sterile. Because they're spending significant amounts of time in classrooms that are being bombarded with 4G. Broadcasting frequencies. Human beings were never designed to live through this reality. So if you're smart, you know, sure, you want your kids to have the social structure of school. It's part of growing up. Well, it's not going to be worth anything if they become sterile or become have weakened immune systems, because you're sending them to a microwave oven every day. Yes, school is considered a microwave oven today to people that are knowledgeable. And the real scientists have uncovered this harsh horror reality, and we need to listen to them. Forget about government scientists. They're all nothing but rubber stamp, bought out, mind control fools that listen to what they're told. In fact, anything the government says is probably a lie, because that's what governments have become. They're nothing but lying mother effers who only do what big money tells them to do. It's sad. And those of you who are counting on President Trump, you know, I mean, sure, compared to Obama, the worst president there ever was in the United States, President Trump is almost an angel. But at the same time, let's talk a real conversation here. Hey, I certain things about him I like. He's bold. He thinks about America first, which is important if you're living here in America. And but as an educated person, President Trump doesn't know 1,000th of what I know. And it's quite clear that he isn't paying attention to the chemtrails or the upcoming startup of 5G. So essentially, he's almost as bad as the Congress, letting the people down on something that's far more important than a good business deal with China or anything like that. You know? So everybody who's out there praising him, yeah, he's way better than Obama. He's the first independent individual to be president in a long time. The first guy who isn't being totally bought out by money, but I'm sure he'll take a sack of money when he has the opportunity, because he's rich, and there's part of his big problem. He doesn't understand what the average person needs, because he's living in a different world. He's still living in the fantasy world of the rich, and that's not going to change. Sure, it's wonderful he's not taking a salary. Yeah. Okay. But that doesn't mean anything. Now, if he was a poor person and didn't take a salary, yeah, that would mean something. But because he has so much money and he doesn't take a salary, okay, it sounds good, but it doesn't mean anything, really. And we let's face the facts. He's not aware of the horrors that's destroying the human race. He's just not aware of it, and the people around him are not going to tell him. In fact, he's probably surrounded by all swamp creatures. He just doesn't recognize them as that. And certainly all the people he's gotten rid of already, he's not a good choice of people. And what does he pick? Rich people. Well, let's talk the real conversation here. Okay, America needs a real president, a knowledgeable person. Sure, it's important to have boldness and guts, but I have just as much guts and boldness as he does. In fact, I am bolder than him, way bolder. So if you like his boldness, you ought to think about voting for me in the upcoming election. Yeah, because I'm running again for president. I'm doing it as a write-in candidate, because that's the only way to beat the big guys. If you don't understand that, fine, but I understand that that's the only way to beat the big guys. And but it requires you, the common people, to be supportive of what I'm trying to do. And I am the most qualified individual to ever run for president of the United States, because I've spent my life gaining the knowledge and working amongst the common people as a common person. So I know what the real problems are, and I have the knowledge of everything going on in this universe. Now, I'm not saying this because I need to boost my ego. When you become knowledgeable enough to the point of where you gain wisdom, ego means nothing. You know, I don't have to prove anything to anybody, because when you know you've gained enough knowledge to start acting on things without even having to think for a half a second, you know you have the knowledge, and I'm at that point in time. I don't know everything because nobody knows everything. But I'm much more knowledgeable than anybody I ever met on the face of the earth. Sure, there's plenty of people out there not on earth that probably know a lot more than I do. But as far as what's going on here on earth, I claim to be the most knowledgeable person now, and I'm trying to put it to some good use, and that's why I'm running as a presidential candidate in 2020. I did it in 2012 and 2016 also. But the harsh reality is I found out that people in America here are brainwashed and brain dead. And they have no interest in lifting a finger to do anything. So they rather take the easy way out and just go vote for a Democrat or Republican like they're being told to by mainstream media. Well, if you have any brain cells left in your brain, start using them and thinking for yourself. Because I was saying in the last election, the one before that, and I'm going to say it again. You know, my platform is the same. I've got the solutions to the problems. I got the formulas to get the solution to any problem. I'm interested in solving the problems. I'm interested in giving the people what they want and need. I understand the teaching that if you want to be the leader of everybody, you have to be the servant of everybody. And that's why I'm running for president of the United States, because I know how to be the servant of everyone by solving the problems. And there is a way for everyone to get somewhat of what they want. Yeah, yeah, there's an old saying, you can't please everyone. But there is a way for everyone to get a little bit of what they want. And I'm a good arranger of such realities. And that's why another reason that I am the most qualified person to ever be the president of the United States. And if you're concerned about what's happening in the world, you're worried about the chemtrails and the 5G, you ought to be interested in supporting a real person like me who has the knowledge. I have the knowledge of the spiritual world. I know I'm connected with it. I have the knowledge of the Galactic Federation of Light, ETs that are here, working behind the scenes to help us. And I have a lot of other scientific knowledge requirements that enables me to talk about anything, understand anything, and be a leader in a good way. Again, more reasons that I'm the most qualified person to be the next president of the United States. But it's not going to happen unless you, the people, get off the couch, turn off the TV, turn off your cell phone, and be willing to go out and support me one way or another. You know, I have no political PAC because I'm not a political party. And therefore, I'm not entitled to things like that. Sure, I have my website up, 2020 President Tom Edison. That's it, 2020presidenttomedison.com. And you can contact me through the info there, and plus you can donate. But I'm looking to go out on tour, and I need a little support to help that happen, because by going out on tour, I can connect with people on a first-hand basis, and this is an important part. You know, to get people to come out of their houses and be willing to fight for their lives, because your lives are in danger with the chemtrails and the 5G and the forced vaccinations and all the other bad things they have waiting to dump on you if given the opportunity to. And it looks like they have a clear path ahead, because nobody is mounting any physical actions to stop this insanity. and stop believing in President Trump. You know, I wish I had a way to contact him to enlighten him to what the hell is going on here that he is not addressing. The two most important issues are the chemtrails, stop the chemtrails, and stop the 5G from going online. And unless there are physical actions taken to stop these things, they're going to continue. Because the money is in the pipeline to have them continue. And there's enough people bought out to just sit back and let it happen. Like it's no big deal. Just let it happen, you know. Because most of the people in government are stupid. They're ignorant. They're brain dead. They're unresponsive. They're cowards. They're traitors. Yes, most of them are. And if most of them are, what chance can we really expect of government doing what's right to save us? None. And that is the reality. Yeah, you know, I wish I could tell jokes, but I have to talk about this bad stuff because it's going to kill us if we don't. All these bad things are going to kill us, and the bad guys will succeed. Because by the time the event that the good guys are talking about getting here, it's going to be too late for most of us. We have to fend for ourselves at this point in time, and we can't sit around and wait for the so-called event to happen to help bring us into the rest of the universe. It's going to happen, but it isn't going to happen fast enough to stop this 5G or chemtrails. So that leaves the problem solving up to us, the people. Here's an interesting thing. I came across smart meters, another bad thing that's destroying the health of people and making you brain dead. Somebody came up with an acronym for smart meters, S-M-A-R-T. An acronym standing for Surveillance Masked as Routine Technology, S-M-A-R-T. Well, that sounds pretty close to what's going on. And my advice to you, if you have a smart meter, get rid of it because it's making you stupid, it's making you brain dead, and it's ruining your health. And, of course, this was all thought up on purpose. Anything to kill the human brain, being weaken him, whatever. This is all part of the New World Order. And the New World Order, understand, is ruled by the bad ETs. Yes, they also control the Illuminati. They control the bloodlines. The bloodlines are a combination of ET DNA mixed with human DNA. Hey, you can read about a lot of this in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, and most of you need that crash course on understanding the big picture. Because the big picture isn't the 60-inch screen on your wall. No. I'm talking about the big picture of the multi-dimensional universe. The 12 basic dimensions and their 12 overtones, each basic dimension divided into 12 compartments. I call them, instead of dimensions, I call them zones of reality because I hate the confusion of words because most the average person, you say dimensions, he's thinking height, width, and length because that is the common use of the word. So I prefer to use the word zones of total reality. We have 12 basic zones or 12 basic vertical zones of reality. And each one of them has 12 overtones divided into 12 sections. And each one of those zones has different parameters of vibrational frequencies. I think I've explained it pretty well. And I do a lot of other things in my book, Connected Dots Theory. I come up with some new definitions of truth, because the old definition, scientific definition of truth, is not adequate. And so I came up with a new definition of truth. I also have the new definition of coincidence, because coincidences are actually the coinciding of pre-planned events that have been purposely arranged to coincide. And powerful beings from the higher dimensions of our universe are the masterminds behind coincidences. Coincidences are created. And also, there actually are universal coordinator entities. Yes. This is important information to understand. Things that happen by chance are virtually non-existent. Of course, there are exceptions to everything. You know? I mentioned that in my new definition of truth, because I expand the definition of the word truth to include spiritual revelations given to the people of planet Earth by the authorized overseers of mankind and other celestial beings who have been granted authority to do so by the legitimate rulers of our universe. My connected dots theory philosophically concludes that the accepted perceptual truth about certain things is not always absolute, thereby giving birth to the notion that there can be an exception to a situation or rule regarding virtually anything, and even an exception to that exception. Too many people have been brainwashed into thinking and speaking in absolute terms, such as right and wrong, when numerous things are neither. Something that was 99% true yesterday may be only 77% true today. That's right. And while we're talking about generalizations of words, I'm on Twitter. I tweet it all the time to people. If you're interested, you can follow me. Tom Edison, I'm at Tom Edison Prez. P-R-E-Z. And I'm tweeting all the time. Stop with this. People to the left, the right, the extreme right, the middle, the conservative, the liberal, stop using these generalizations to describe how people are, because these vague generalizations, left, right, is a blurring of truth. Somebody, if you want to categorize somebody, there's thousands and upon thousands of the more descriptive words that you can use to describe a particular person or situation or group. Every time, this has all been a plan designed to fail from the beginning, and a plan designed to confuse. And that's another coin phrase I come up with in my book. Plans designed to fail. Plans designed to confuse this left-right nonsense. You know, when you use vague generalizations like that, you are blurring the actual truth. If you can't see that, your head ain't on straight, if you know what the expression means. And you're not thinking. And, of course, many of us have lost the ability to think because we're allowing our minds to be controlled by every stupid suggestion that comes down the pipe. Hey, that's why long ago they came up with the term the boob tube. TV, mainstream media. If you listen to everything on there, eventually you will become stupider. Yeah, there's occasionally good documentaries on there. But the whole, absolute, and certainly the hidden truth, you're not going to find that on TV, never, because mainstream media is controlled by the world controllers. I hear six people control all mainstream media in the world. Well, that shows you how much chance of hearing the truth. And in order for rich individuals to control that much, they are so filthy rich, they are definitely part of the ruling world controllers, and they have no interest in you, the average person. You know? When you're filthy rich, you are kind of disconnected from the total reality of the human race. And that's an important reality to understand. Hey, if there's any good rich people out there, wealthy people who have money and don't know what to do with it, contact me. Support my presidential campaign. You know, I need some support because I'm a poor person running for president of the United States. I live below the so-called poverty line. And I can say I only have myself to blame because I never sought to have a lot of money. It was important for me to learn why things were they are the way they are, and it was important to enjoy life. And I don't have to have money to enjoy life. I can have a great afternoon any day of the week. Take a walk through the woods, whatever. I don't need entertainment on TV or stuff like that. Or I can pick up my guitar and play some music to entertain myself. Basically, I need very little to exist, but to run for the presidency and be effective and get out there and reach everybody, it takes a significant amount of money. But I still can do it 100 times cheaper than anybody else because I'm a cost-effective person. But anyhow, hey, the call's out there. Any wealthy people that want to do something good with their money, not like those traitors, Bill Gates, who wants to vaccinate the world. Does he know that he's destroying those human bodies with vaccinations? There is no logical reason for a vaccination. None. Anybody want to argue with me? Hey. This is a call-in show. Number here is 888-627-6008. If you follow BBS Radio, you should know this is a call-in show, and you should know the call-in number. But, hey, you want to debate why vaccines are necessary? You'll be sorry you started that conversation with me because I'll quickly point out how stupid your thinking is. I don't care how many biological degrees you have. There is no logical reason for vaccinations. There is no logical reason for 5G microwaving dangerous frequencies into people's houses unless you want to kill them. There is no logical reason for a 5G network. None. So, what, you know, you got to wonder, why is it happening? There is no logical reason for chemtrails except to poison the earth and kill the life forms. Who wants to do this? Creatures not of this earth. I call them the note creatures, not of this earth. Well, only those creatures would think it's okay to destroy the earth and kill the humans and other life forms, because guess what? It's not their planet. And who's the worst at this? Creatures from the 12th planet. The original enslavers of mankind, I call them. Read about it in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. You need to find out about what's been going on here on Earth for a long time. You know, I say in many of my shows, you know, religions have misguided you, believe me. The demonic spirit beings are not the worst evil on this world. it's the creatures from the 12th planet and the other demonic Draco reptilians, the bad ETs. They are the worst contamination to mankind. By the time the Luciferian rebellion got here, planet Earth was contaminated and fully controlled by ETs pretty much already. And so they had a field day. Oh, stupid humans. Wait till we put some thoughts in their head, you know. I'm sure in many occasions the demonic spirits and the creatures from the 12th planet and the devil-looking Dracos and the reptilians, they all get together and give the humans, poor little us humans, the double whammy or triple whammy. I'm sure it happens on occasions, if not every day. And that's the whole truth and nothing but the truth. The another little point I've noticed with the Holy Ghost is hotwired with the 5G on the telephone poles already. They're ready. They all have to do is connect the little broadcasting antennas. But I've spotted some of them. You know what they're doing? Those sneaky little bastards. They're solar panels are being put up on poles. And some of these poles have no lights on them. We always thought the solar panels were to save the city's electric money on the street lights. Well, now they're going up on poles that don't even have street lights. They already have the broadcasters. Some of these new solar panels going up on poles that don't have light lamps on them. I noticed some of them actually have the little rectangular thin broadcaster hidden underneath the solar panel. Now, isn't that clever? And so I believe they're unveiling, in certain sections, they're unveiling this 5G already, and nobody's being told about it. As far as they're concerned, hey, the more people we can sicken, the better it, and kill, the more the better it is. That's what the bad ETs thinks, and that's what the New World Order thinks. New World Order is the proxies, are the proxies for the evil, bad ETs. And so I spotted a few places where I think they're broadcasting it already. They're just not telling us about it. And I have a microwave meter, and, you know, that tells me. I even think the all the new skinny antennas on top of the high buildings, I think they're broadcasting 5G ready. I know this, you know. Four blocks away, I'm still getting an off-the-scale reading. Four blocks away from these antennas on top of buildings. I'm telling you, it's happening now. Don't wait for the official announcement, for the official mass turning on of 5G. It's happening now in certain selected spots. Hey, get your own microwave meter and start doing your own testing. You know, like I said, we have to save ourselves. And mentally speaking, there's a lot more to the big picture than our negative emotions are creating our unhealthy situations. No, we need to also consider interference into the affairs of mankind by the invaders, the bad ETs, is affecting our health. There's more than one simple answer to the equation. So, it's an amusing joke. I'm always asking people what you have for jokes. So this guy says, you see that blind man over there? There was nobody there, so I said, no. He goes, well, he didn't see you either. Think about it. And of course, here's a joke as old as the hills, maybe even older. What did the ocean say to the shore? Duh. No, nothing. He just waved. Older than the hills. So, hey, I know for a fact that the higher evolved life forms tell jokes. They do. I've had telepathic communication with a jokester from the higher realities, and as a partnership, we told jokes all night long till the sun came up. And Jay Leno, eat your heart out, because you wish you had a night like that. But, you know, I have to give half the credit to the telepathic invisible ET partner that just happened to hook up with me that night, and because I know how to ad-lib jokes, and apparently he did too. As soon as I was done telling one, he had the next one ready for me, and we just like moved through the night nonstop. Is it possible? Of course it is. So I know for a fact that there are certain ones in the higher realms that know all about humor and how to have a good time with it. And hey, when you make other people laugh, it makes you feel good too. And laughter is a healthy vibration. And if you can do that too. Anybody wants to call up and has a good joke, hey, we'll all listen to it and have a good laugh. So, all I got to say is, hey, I know the Pleiadian starseeds are living a life here to help us increase our personal love vibrations, because that's the word. If we can increase our love on an individual basis, it becomes a collective consciousness of love, and it helps raise the vibration of the whole human race. So it's important for everybody to work on themselves, to make themselves a more loving person. Whenever you get a chance to be loving and kind, do it. One of my favorite philosophical statements, and I do invent philosophical statements, is projecting love will gather love. And if you can envision the connective links of the universe from one zone of reality to the next faster vibrating zone of reality and so forth up the vertical ladder, that it's all connected by focal points of energy, and I describe all this in my book, Connected Dots Theory, of how it works, that when you project your love, it has a geometric vibrational signature to it. And there are these floating points of energy that I call sparkle points, because at times they can be seen on the earth plane down at ground level. Yes, I even have a picture of that in my book. More reason to buy my book, Connected Dots Theory. So these sparkling points of light are the focal points of energy. And when you project love, basically what happens is your love ping-pongs from sparkle point to sparkle point, from this dimension into the next dimension, into the next dimension, all the way back to the source of all that is, God. Or the Trinity, if you can understand that concept, the Trinity of God. I also explain the Trinity in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. It's an easy explanation to comprehend, really. And when you, I explain it so you understand that there is where geometry started with the single source of all there is, the conscious single source of all there is, manifesting into what's known as the Paradise Trinity, which, if thought of as the three being one and the one being three, and if you envision the concept of that perfectly balanced three being perfectly equidistant from each other, you have the focal points that define a triangle, which is the beginning of geometry. All well explained in detail in my book, Connected Dots Theory, and it's something good to comprehend. And remember that when you project love, your love ping-pongs across the floating sparkle points of energy that exist in all the dimensions or zones of reality. And so, because thoughts are basically instantaneous, your projections of love ping-pong out there into the universe beyond the physical world. More reason to think about projecting love. And projecting love gathers love. Okay, we're at the end of our show here, and tell your friends, tune in next week, and hey, find some people that want to call in, because that makes the conversation even more interesting. When we have a reciprocative conversation on something important. Okay, Mr. Engineer, those of you who heard the show before, you know I ended with my musical songs and the guitar part of the song, You're the Party in Kind, followed by the full version of I Gotta Be Somebody. Get them at CD Baby Music Store. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. was here, took my stand without fear. It is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look.